Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, and welcome to Transformation Thursday. We've got a special speaker on. He's coming on in just a couple of minutes, and her name is Christina Gill. I'm excited to have her here. She's got some great stuff going on in her spiritual world and her business, and I think her spiritual and her business are synonymous, so she's a spiritual businesswoman. How about that? But I was impressed when I met her because of the you know, where she started, where she's going, where she's at right now. And, you know, some of us have to overcome great obstacles or a few obstacles to make things work. And she's had to do that, I'm sure. We're going to hear about that tonight. But the one thing that I like about her is that she's real, and she's edgy, and she's, you know, she's just real. So you guys will see that in a few minutes, hopefully. And a couple of things going on. I'm going to make a couple announcements rather than hold them at the end. Go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and get information about our shows, up-and-coming shows, and our up-and-coming angels. I'm excited about it because we've got some brand new angels that are coming aboard, and you guys have heard some of them, and some of them you haven't, but they all have different areas of, I'm going to say it like this, different areas of expertise. And I thought I could get to use that word, right? But, yeah, they have different areas of expertise, and they're all of them extremely, extremely intuitive and clairvoyant, so you guys will really enjoy them. And they are, and, you know, we've got some of them that are good at aromatherapy, some of them are good at herbal, I'm going to call it herbal medicine, tincture, you know, whatever, however you say that. I'm not a person that does that, but I appreciate somebody that has the gift and the passion to do that. So what I want to say is that everybody here has passion about what they do. And that's kind of cool. Hold on one second, guys. So all of them have okay, hold on. Hold on, guys. Guys, hold on. So here's the deal. I apologize about that, but she's just texted me, so please forgive me. As I said, we've got some people that are coming on that's got some great gifts and, you know, and you know, from herbal remedies to also to aromatherapy, mediums, intuition, coaches with business and everything. So we have a new coach, a coach tonight. She's got her own business, and I'm super excited. I told you her name is Christina Gill. And she is wonderful. And I've had the opportunity to talk to her a few times. So I'm glad you're here tonight, Christina. And I'm going to make sure that you can hear me. Can you hear me? Okay. Not yet.
Hi, Toby.
Oh, good. You sound so sweet. Anyway, I was telling everybody I like you because you're edgy. Okay, like myself. Anyway, but... you, and by the way, I'm going to say this because we're just so open and frank here. You have this link available to you. I sent you an email, so anybody can listen to this 24/7, 365 days, and your show will be on iTunes now. So how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you can put
that's
it on,
great.
Yeah, put it on, yeah. So you can put it on your website too as well. Anyway, welcome to the show. Yeah, exactly.
Thank
so,
you.
Listen. It's all about sharing, because when you share, everything grows, you know? So, anyway, yeah, it does. That's A Course in Miracles, I think. Anyway, Christina, I'm glad you're here. I know I called, and when I wrote the email and sent it out and put it on Facebook, I said you're a business mentor, a business coach, a spiritual coach. But I know you've been, I think when I read about your history, you started in 1999, and
yes.
You were young when you started. And so how did you get started in coaching? Because I know you grew up very similar to the way I did in a Bible Christian background. I think yours was a lot tougher than mine. But just that now you're intuitive and you work in, you're spiritual, and spirituality is, I think, a vehicle you use. or one of the vehicles, but how did you get started? I know that's a,
sure.
You know, kind of, yeah, tell us that, because the Transformation Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was 17, I had been in the midst, I was abused as a child severely. And I was a mess. By the time I was 17 years old, I was severely overweight. I had an eating disorder. I was violent. I wanted to fight anybody who looked at me the wrong way. I had a lot of battle scars. And on the inside, I just wanted to be everybody's friend. You know, I wanted to fit in. I wanted people to like me. I felt that I was a good person, but I realized that the way that I was coming off to other people was very off-putting, and I was just having a lot. I was having a hard time, and so, like teenagers do, I found comfort and community through drugs and alcohol. I never developed an addiction, but it was the only time that I really felt like I belonged. And I was fighting with my parents a lot, and there was a lot of chaos going on. And I came across a book called The Celestine Prophecy. And in that book, it's an awesome book. I encourage anybody who's listening to definitely grab it, The Celestine Prophecy. I realized that I was struggling for energy and attention in my life. And I decided to put the sword down, and I decided that no matter what had happened to me in the past, that I was going to take full responsibility for who I was today. And I started going within, and I started getting really honest with myself about who I was, the behaviors that I was engaging in. But here's the thing, when we approach our lives from strictly the physical level, the behaviors, we don't get very far. You see this a lot with addicts. Right, like we try to put them in detox and we get them clean, but you know, 2 days, two months, 2 years later, they're back engaging in the same behavior. So, all personal transformation starts from the inside. It starts on the emotional and the spiritual level, and then it becomes manifest in your physical condition, whether that's pain
that's
in your
cool.
body or it's toxic, abusive relationships. So, I got started on my path to my coaching business now. And I work with business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs who are struggling in their business or who are afraid to take that next step away from the 9-to-5 and into a business of their own to release the unconscious self-limiting beliefs that are holding them back. So I work with people who want to attract more clients. I work with people who are just fed up. They've tried a lot. They've tried everything else, and so they're really ready to do their inner work. And so how I got started with that was by doing the work with myself first and foremost. And then about 2 years after I started that work with myself, I just went into a tobacco shop, and I could not leave without a tarot deck. I couldn't leave. And I picked up the tarot, and people just started coming, showing up in my world and needing guidance. And I never advertised it because, like you, Therese, I grew up in a very born-again Christian home. That's the devil's work. You know, that's witchcraft.
Right.
You're a witch. I mean, just, you know, I never talked about it to anybody. I never told anybody. I was just finding myself in session with people. And I realized very early on that the difference between me and some other readers out there is that I don't take personal responsibility for the cathartic experiences that my clients have.
Right.
I know that spirit is working through me, and I'm allowing that to happen, but I'm not doing anything. And I'm just holding space for my clients, and I'm seeing them perfect, whole, healthy, complete. It's just our thinking that's off. Does that make sense?
Totally, because I do the same thing. So I get what you're saying. You're just, and it, whatever happens, happens, but you're not attached to the result. I get it. And that's different than most readers, because then it becomes an upside-down pyramid where we're holding it rather than building a strong base with everybody being and doing and having fun too.
Right.
As well.
Yeah. So there's 2 points that I want to make there is that one, for everybody listening that's struggling or that wants to transform their life, please understand that there's nothing wrong with you. Absolutely nothing wrong with you. And your creator knows that. And it's just the programming that you've received from the world. You've been thinking a long time that there is something wrong with you, that you're not lovable, that you're not good enough, that you're not worthy. And a belief is a thought that you keep repeating to yourself. So as we're growing up and we're getting these messages from our parents, from society, from advertising that you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're a good girl or you're a bad boy or all of that, right? And we get these ideas that sometimes I'm good and sometimes I'm not. And that's in direct conflict with who you really are. So backing up, I just want to say to everybody, when it comes to healing, please know that it's not you that needs to heal. It's the error in your thinking about who you are that's actually changing, because you are perfect just as you are right now. It's just your thinking that's off.
Man, we it's like raising your awareness and the unconscious and the conscious one. Yeah, I get you. That's what we teach here at Angel Coaches. So that's really cool. I know that you and I both grew up in the again, Christian thing. My parents were great with me, but so I respect totally what you're saying. Let me ask you this. So you're using the tarot and you're using the, I know you're a medium as well. I know you're connected to angels. I know you're connected to your higher self and that kind of thing. So, and this was a question that somebody texted me. They said, does she get to do that when she's doing her coaching? And you're saying, okay, about the business, you're working with someone and getting more clients. So does any of the angels, and I know the answer that I would give to this, does any of the angels or do your soul families from the other side say, tell them this, right? Or do you ever get that? Because that's a good one, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. So tarot is just one of the tools that I employ, and it's the tool that I started with 16 years ago.
Sure.
So over the course of 16 years, as I was cleaning up my own connection to spirit, that's what we're doing. When we are going in and owning it and releasing it and working with a guide or a coach to release these unconscious blocks, we're actually cleaning up our own connection to the divine. And so we all have that connection, right? It's just been corroded. It's kind of crudded up like a clogged drain gets, you know? And so the more inner work we do, the more we clear up that connection. And so, it didn't take 16 years, but I'm in my 16th year now of practicing on myself as a student and as a teacher with my clients. And so as I was cleaning up my connection to spirit got, and so now I know myself as clairsentient, meaning I get feelings. I was just in session with a client before I got on this call, and I can feel the pain in her stomach. I can feel the pain in her chest. My heart seizes up when somebody's having issues in their love life. So that clairsentience, I can see images. And yes, different guides and angels do come to me, although I don't concern myself with who's saying what, because at the end of the day, I've been doing this long enough to know that I can trust it. And then the results, I see them when I'm talking to my client and I say to them, this is coming through for you. I see this for you. I hear this for you. I feel this for you. And they're confirming, they're confirming that it's true. So I'm not reliant on the tarot. It's one of the tools that I use. I relied more on my connection to spirit and the images and the sounds and the feelings that I allow spirit to transmit through my body to really help get to the root of people's problems. Because a lot of times we're dealing with symptoms. And so my specialty is coming through to the root of the problem. So to answer your question, absolutely. I do get information verbally, physically, and visually.
Okay, so and what you're saying, it's not the messenger, it's the message, and I get you on that one. So, that's kind of cool. Now, let me ask you this. This is your passion. Coaching, working with people, this is your life purpose, your soul purpose, I'm assuming. And you overcome some great obstacles within yourself, because all the obstacles are us anyway that keeps us, our thinking, airing the thinking, which I get you. So some of the tools that you use are the tarot and but they're just tools. The message is the most important thing. That's what you're saying. The other thing I want to ask is, how do you feel about meditation? Is meditation key for you? Is it key for your clients? Or talk to me about that meditation, for instance, when you're helping someone.
Yeah, let's talk about meditation. I really struggled with meditation. I've been studying and practicing for 16 years, so I've had a lot of in and out with it. for many years, I just couldn't sit still. And I think a lot of your listeners can identify with that. I just could not sit still. And I was taught early on in my meditation, when I attempted to practice meditation, that the goal was to clear your mind. I found that impossible. How the frick do I clear my mind? I mean, your mind is churning out 60,000 thoughts a day. I mean, come on, right? I mean, it was just, I couldn't do it. And it was after I attracted a car accident in my life that I learned how to sit still, and that was a blessing to me. And so just so everybody knows, like, I really feel that I picked my challenges, I picked my parents, I knew what I was going to go through for the most part on this ride, and I chose a very turbulent upbringing because I knew it was going to leave me the tools and the practices that would work for personal and business transformation. And so that was my goal, is to bring them forth and to share them with you. But getting back to meditation, so meditation I do use sporadically throughout my life. I kind of feel at this point that I try to stay in a meditative state throughout my day. I don't really feel the need personally to sit down for 20 minutes a day or half an hour a day. But I do it. But I do not have the goal. There's something I want to share with your listeners, three, is that I don't have the goal of clearing my mind. My goal is to become the watcher of what's going on in my mind. And I interviewed Jennifer Hadley, who's a Course in Miracles teacher, last night for my video interview series that's launching in June this year. And what Jennifer, she gave this beautiful, beautiful analogy that I'd like to share with everybody today. She said, picture your mind as if it's the sky, and it's this vast sky, and the thoughts come in like clouds. You can choose to interact with the clouds, argue with the clouds, try to push the clouds away, but if you would just stand back for a moment and acknowledge the cloud and then to go back into silence, they pass away on their own. So I found a lot of benefit in a Buddhist tradition of meditation where, I'll give you a really good for instance. So let's say you're sitting down and you're meditating and you're doing your best to clear your mind and to become the watcher and to not get involved with your thoughts, but a fire engine goes by your house. And your thought comes up, the thought comes up that, I wonder what's going on. Okay, first thought. Then the next thought comes in, well, I hope they're not coming here. I hope they're not going to Bobby Sue's house down the street. Oh, that would just be terrible. I mean, do you see how you can get involved in the thought process? The goal in meditation for me, Tari, is to back up and watch the thoughts go by rather than attaching to them and getting engaged in a story. Does that make sense?
Right.
That's the only way meditation has ever worked for me.
I agree with you on meditation. The thing about it is, any thought after 17 seconds starts to manifest. So if you're thinking about thoughts after thoughts after thoughts, it becomes a story rather than something really cool happening. You know what I mean? So I get you.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I like what you said. It's all about watching things and connecting. I'm not one for a big long meditation myself. I always try to start with breathing 5 minutes in the morning, and then you can just center yourself and get ready for your day, whatever that means to you. And I also, active meditation, I'm a runner, so that for me is a great way of meditating.
Right.
So, there's yoga and stuff and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about your video series, all right? So, because I'm one of your speakers, I'm super excited about it, and thank you for asking me. I know that you've got a lot of cool people there. What's that about? Talk to us about it. And what's your goal and what's your dream and what's your hope there? Oh, and one other thing before you go into that, I agree with the soul's planning. We really teach that here. We plan everything we experience. I was like, man, did I actually plan some of those dates? They're not fun.
I'm smoking.
Yeah, right?
I want to say one more thing about meditation for the listeners today. Like, if it works for you and it creates peace in your life, please keep practicing. But if you're finding yourself frustrated, don't think that you have to sit there in your crappy diaper being frustrated and that's going to help you achieve peace. Struggling is not the way. Relaxing. So my whole life is a meditation. I wake up in the morning like you do, Tari, and I take 5 minutes before I look at my phone, before I go rushing into my day. I don't care if I wake up late or not. I take that 5 minutes. Allow myself to acclimate to my body, through the day. I have a journal by my bed. I pick it up. I write down everything I can remember from my dreams, and then I ask myself, are there any messages for me? Is there anything that I need to know now before I go into this day? And I write it down. And as I go throughout my day, I'm more of a watcher than I am a reactor.
A reactor.
And I'm checking in with spirit. This is another way that I meditate that might be very helpful for everybody listening, is that I very often check in with spirit about what is important for me to do right now. Because a lot of times we have an agenda already planned out, maybe weeks in advance, for what's going to happen today. But a lot might have changed between the time you made that plan and the present moment. And so I very oftentimes, I have this great story about waking up one day and saying, you know what, I'm going to try this out. And I said, Spirit, what do I do next? And Spirit said, go take a shower. So I went and took a shower. And then I said, what do I do next? And Spirit said, go eat breakfast. So I went and ate breakfast. And then I said, what do I do next? And Spirit said, go outside. And there was a $20 crisp dollar bill on my porch. And I really needed that $20.
Aw, how cool is that?
This is flipping cool. So I took up the $20 and then I said to Spirit, and I really want to share this, I said to Spirit, now Spirit, I really want to go buy a pouch of tobacco. Is that unspiritual for me to be smoking tobacco? And Spirit said, no, go get your tobacco. And as I was starting to go to the store, I kept feeling the nudge to go left instead of right. And so I stopped again and I said, Spirit, why do I feel to go left instead of right? The tobacco shop is to the right. And Spirit said, I'll show you when you get there. And I went left because I figured I don't have anything to lose. I just found $20. This is fun. I'm feeling good. You know, no struggling. I was having fun. And so I got on my bike and I went left and I had the coolest flipping day. I met the coolest people. I ran into friends. I'm not kidding you. I ran into friends I had never seen. I hadn't seen in so long. I was able to help this single mom out. I mean, just really, I sold a painting. I mean, just things that I would have never experienced had I done what I always do, which is think that I know best. You know what? You don't. You think you know best, but you don't. I'm sorry. Spirit knows better than you because Spirit sees 360 degrees and sees everybody's hearts around you, and it knows what you want, and it knows how to get you to where you really want to be a lot quicker and a lot more efficient than you, only because it has a higher vantage point. And Spirit is your highest holy self. So please don't feel like you're separate. You're connected. That's really the point. We're all connected. If you would just use some of the practices that Tari is sharing with you and that I'm sharing with you today, you can start experimenting in your own life and really try it out and see how wonderful life really can be. Okay, so you want to talk about the series? That's a good lead-in to the series.
I want to talk about the series because I know that's you got your heart in there and you're interviewing some great people. So share with us, what's that about? And how did you come up with it? Yeah, tell us. Okay.
Yeah. So it's called Your Best Year Yet. And my goal is to make your life a little bit easier. And so I've gone out, spent a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of energy to present this video interview series to the world. And so I'm interviewing experts like Tari from all over the world. And we're coming together for 10 days in June to share with all of our participants practical, simple, but transformative tools and techniques that you can start playing with and experimenting in your own life today for free that really can make a huge difference in your overall quality of life. So it's called Your Best Year Yet, and the goal is to invite people to see that allowing yourself to relax and rejuvenate and take care of yourself and put your mental health, put your emotional health, put your spiritual health up front. You know, when the plane's going down and those oxygen masks drop from the sky, we all know what the flight attendants tell us to do. They tell us, put on your oxygen mask first. So for anybody listening who's on the fence about, you know, well, what if I do what's best for me? I'm going to leave everybody out. I get it. I've been there. But you have got to put yourself first, and I promise you that when you do what's best for you, you are doing what's best for everybody around you, because you have a higher quality of life. You have more in your life to share and to bless others with without becoming depleted. So our goal is to help you relax and rejuvenate and start experiencing more wealth, love, and health in your life right now. And the cool thing is that it is spiritual. You know, I'm interviewing experts like Turi, like you, Turi, who are spiritual, but it's also grounded in quantum physics. So it's not a woo-woo kind of event. It's very practical. It's very down-to-earth. And we're taking a holistic approach to taking care of ourselves. So I've interviewed holistic nutritionists, Ayurvedic doctors, people who show you how to balance your body very easily today so that you can start addressing some of the more emotional and spiritual needs. I've interviewed a sound healer, Jennifer Schaefer, who was the 2014 Psychic of the Year. I interviewed her, Jennifer Hadley, and David Hoffmeister from A Course in Miracles, and a quantum physicist. And I mean, it's just this. I'm so proud of it. I'm so excited about the speakers. It's just a holistic approach to taking care of yourself, the easier way. You know, we tend to want to complicate things.
Right.
It's this inside-out approach. Like I said in the beginning of this interview, your transformation, the transformation of your financial life, the transformation of your physical health, the transformation of your relationship starts with you, and it starts by going inside and taking care of yourself and trying some things out to start breaking up these unconscious negative thought patterns that we learned in the past that are still shadowing the way that we see the world today. Quantum physics shows us that the way that the beliefs that we have literally, not on a like, ooh, kind of way, but literally will change the visual image that your mind sees of the world. Like, do you get that?
I totally get you. I know you get it,
and I want everybody listening.
And the people
to,
listening, well, I they get it too. And if they don't,
good,
you know,
good.
In some, So I got you.
Good.
I'm sure they do too.
We are our eyes are literally in most cases lying to us. When we see things that aggravate us and frustrate us, it is our eyes, colored by our negative beliefs and judgments against ourselves and against others and against this world, that literally change the way that you perceive the world on a literal physical level. It's crazy. So I've used all these tools myself. I selected all the experts myself. It's a huge labor of love. It's a totally free event, and you can participate and get registered for your free seat by going to www.yourbestyearyetlive.com. Your best year yet live, LIVE.com. Totally free.
Man, that is so amazing and wonderful. I get it, because you know what? We do here at Angel Coaches Go. I've got 7 coaches here, but the thing about it is we're like tapping into everybody's illusions. And you know, in The Course in Miracles, and there's other work out there that says, I want to really see. You know, that was one of the mantras that it talks about. I want to really see, not what everybody else sees.
Mm-hmm.
I want to really see as a person or a soul that's connected. You know, and I get it. Great, great work, by the way. So now I understand that a little bit more. So you've got that is something that was given to you because you were in the space to receive it, I'm sure. And what do you do when you get, do you ever have challenging days? Of course you do. How do you handle that?
Oh, my God, of course I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I get that question a lot. I'm really glad that we're talking about it here, because I'm human. We're human. We're here for the ride. We're here for the ups and downs, the joy and the sorrow, you know, all of it. We're here for all of it. So just, I get that a lot. Like, people are like, how can I be spiritual if I'm getting so angry? If I get sad, do you still deal with grief? And I'm like, of course I do. But rather than these severe, steep ups and downs,
sure,
I've just practiced and disciplined and cleaned up my inner world to the point to where I can see it coming. I know when that anger comes up in me, or that sense of not being good enough comes up in me, that it's just not true. And I have the tools and the practices and the techniques to ease my way out of it. And yes, I do. I still get angry. I still get sad. I still have ups and downs, but it's more like a lake than like a tsunami.
There you go. I like that. That's a good analogy, by the way. Great analogy.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, so
Christina.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, please. So
well,
it's
I was just gonna say that the goal on the spiritual path, you know, there's some confusion around it. We think that, you know, when I become spiritual enough or if I become enlightened enough, I'm never going to have a rainy day. I mean, look at Christ, look at Buddha, look at Nelson Mandela, look at these people who achieved great heights of consciousness. They had crazy things going on in their world, you know?
Sure.
But they were able to transform, transmute, and turn those situations around for their good and unite themselves and the whole world in love. You know,
yeah,
and
that's
so that's
true.
What it's about. It's about riding that wave, taking the ups with the downs, taking what life is giving you, and, you know, not the lemons, lemonade. It's not the lollipop and, you know, sugar plum bologna. I have learned to enjoy anxiety, for instance. People pay. Like, if you think about, like, what anxiety is and where that resonates for you in your body, it usually resonates in the belly area. Right?
Sure.
And it can feel like a trembling. You know, I was feeling that about my financial life not too long ago. Something happened that wasn't supposed to happen, right? I wasn't planning for it. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do financially? Oh my God, I'm going to be ruined, you know, and all those old thoughts come up. Oh my God, right? And
right.
I realized, hang on a minute, how does this feel in my body? How does this feel? Oh, it feels nervous. Oh, it feels turbulent in my belly. And I thought, hey, people pay for this. People go cliff diving and hang gliding and bungee cord jumping, and they go on roller coasters and they go to haunted houses to feel anxious. People pay for this. And here I am getting it for free. So I allowed myself to feel that, knowing that it's just a feeling and it's going to run its course and it's going to pass away. And that my responsibility is to monitor my thoughts and to ask Spirit to help me release anything that's not serving me. So when something happens where I get angry at somebody, I say to Spirit, I don't know how the heck I'm supposed to forgive this person and not judge them, but I know it doesn't feel good to sit in this crappy diaper full of guilt and shame and anger and condemnation for myself and this other person. So I don't know how, Spirit, you're going to do your magic, I guess, but I am willing to change. That's all we need to do, is to just have a tiny little bit of willingness to just say to yourself right now, and any, you know, Spirit, if it, that's the kind of the place that I was in when I realized this very powerful practice that I'm sharing with you right now, Therese, is that I was in this place of, I don't believe, I'm not really sure. Even though I was a reader, even though I was seeing people having cathartic experiences, even though
right.
I was helping people, there was still a part of me 6 years ago that was like, you know, I'm not quite convinced that there's a Holy Spirit. I'm not quite convinced that there are angels or a real thing. I don't know, you know, it sounds good, but I'm not really sure. But I came
it's
into
so
this
funny.
Place in my, right? I mean, even though I saw a lot of proof, I was still not 100% because I just didn't see the way, you know, I didn't see the angel with the wings. You know, I didn't have the physical,
sure.
tangible proof to just suspend my doubt completely. But I came to this place in a relationship with a man where I was very, very angry. And I had a list of 21 reasons why he was wrong and I was right. And I didn't know, you know, how to see him any, you know, I didn't know what to do except for to break up with him and just be done with him. I'm done. Never going to talk to this guy again. And I talked to a friend about it, and he said, he's a Course in Miracles teacher, and he said, you know, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do you want to be right, or do you want to have peace? And I said,
ooh.
I want peace. And he said, yeah, it's powerful. I'll say it again. Do you want to be right about your body? Do you want to be right about your financial life if it's not where you want it to be? Do you want to be right about that guy who gave you the flip to the bird in traffic this morning? Do you want to be right about him and how crappy they are and how fucked up they are? Ooh, should I not have said that? How messed up they are? Can you edit?
That's funny.
Sorry. Do you want to be right about that, or do you want to have peace? And I said, I want to have peace. And he said, then you've got to ask Spirit to change. And I said, me change,
wow.
He should change. And this guy said, listen, you got to take, you know, it's you. Nobody can get in your mind and flip the angry switch. Nobody can get in your mind and flip the victim switch or the sadness switch. Nobody can make you feel anything that's not already there. And if you want to change this relationship, this feeling, you got to change. You got to ask Spirit to help you. That is the biggest the biggest and best tool I have ever come across in my life. It works every single time. It works miracles in my financial life, in my health, in my relationship with others. I said, I went upstairs to my bedroom and I closed the door and I said, fine, spirit, if you're really out there and you can help me change the way that I'm seeing this man, go ahead, do your best. I didn't believe that it was going to work. I did not believe it was going to work, but I was willing. I was a sliver willing, and I just exercised that. Your will is the most powerful thing. You don't have to know how it's going to happen. You just have to say, I'm willing to accept financial freedom in my life. I'm willing to change the way that I look at my bank account. I'm willing to change the way I look at my body. I'm willing to change my relationship with my mother. I'm willing to forgive my father. I don't know how, but I'm going to test this out and see if it works. And I'm telling you, within 2 days, I couldn't remember why I was mad at this guy, and I'm still with him today. He's the love of my life. We've gone through so many ups and downs, you know, because it's my life purpose. It's my life purpose, and it's my life goal to remove every piece of, I call it, yucky furniture in the attic of my mind that doesn't serve me. It's what I do every day, all day. I'm watching for the thoughts that don't feel good. If it doesn't feel good, it doesn't serve you. Even if it's only mildly aggravating to your spirit, it's either peace or it's not. It's either joy and love or it's not. And if it's anything less than peace and joy and love, we are in our story. We're not in reality. So right. I make it my mission to watch, you know. I make it my mission to just watch. And every thought that comes up that says that I'm not good enough or things aren't working out for me or it's not fair or what's wrong with me, what's wrong with them, I just say, spirit, help me forgive it. Help me forgive it. Help me change. And it works, man. It works. And so now, you know, getting back to the original question, now no matter what the bank account says, no matter what the boyfriend's doing or not doing, no matter what my parents think, no matter what the listeners think of this talk, I have peace inside, right? But there's an ebb and flow to that, and it goes up and down, and it's just, it's a practice. Your entire life is a practice, like learning how to play the piano. You're learning how to play the game of life. You got to practice. You got to be willing to try. You got to be willing to change. You got to be willing to step out of your comfort zone and try something different. So that's what the series is all about, is like giving you these practical tools and techniques to experiment with. For you, they work for me. They work for tens of thousands of people around the world if you're willing to try them, really willing to try them. They totally, totally work, and they're simple and free.
I love that. Christina, we're getting to the end of our show. So really quickly, if someone wants to attend that event, how do they do it again? Share with us one more time.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
It's www.yourbestyearyetlive.com. You'll see a cool little video from me. You put in your email address and your name, and that's it. You'll get the emails in your you'll get one email a day from us for 10 days containing two video interviews, one with Tariq and the other people that I mentioned. We totally take your privacy seriously. You're not going to get any spam. You're just going to get awesome videos for 10 days and the opportunity to transform your world from the inside out on me because I love you.
Very nice. I she's amazing, you guys that are listening. If people have been sending me texts, I was like, you know, so we'll have to have you on again. And we'd love to have you and follow your coaching. Really quickly, you're writing a book, and when do you
My mom and I are writing a book, as I mentioned. You know, I had a very, very turbulent childhood. I was at war with my parents. I was at war with my mom, and my mom was at war with me. She didn't know how to handle me. And because I did my own inner work, you know, the great thing about it is that when we do our own inner work without saying a word, we elevate and we take everybody with us, or they change, right, or they leave. They either change with us or they leave or they die. That's physics. You know, when you change,
right,
the whole world around you changes. And so that was my mom is now my best friend, and we're writing this book together about parents and children and how you can go from having a troubled teen, troubled child, troubled relationship with your children or with your parent. And by taking the steps that I took you can completely revolutionize your entire family. I've changed my family tree. I did what I came here to do. I changed my family tree. My family tree, if you go back, is not so great. So anyways, yes, my mom and I are writing a book together about the transformation that has occurred in our life and in our family because of the work that I've done on myself and that I now share with my clients. And I hope you give everybody my either my email or my website address so that if they do want to get in touch and talk some more, I'm happy to do that.
Go ahead. You can say it now. It's going to be
okay,
please.
It's www.spiritawaitsyou.com. So spirit awaits you. Your higher self
there
awaits you.
Yeah, you guys, she's amazing. So tap in and check it out. And you've been wonderful. We appreciate you so very much. You'll have to come back on again. And it's been wonderful. Anyway, you have a great now. Everybody that's listening, have a great now. We're going to do our next show. We'll be on Sunday, and it is all about relationships and creating a great one. Starts with yourself first. I think we all know that. But you're looking for Mr. Right or Mr. Right for now or Mrs. Right for now. There's always things that you can do to have fun and enjoy your life. So you guys have a great now. We will see you on Sunday evening at 8:30. Take care. And thank you, Christina. And I will talk to you in the next couple of days. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye, everybody.